song is written by Radha Mohan, a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's calling upon us to liberate ourselves from material existence by singing about the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his sweet qualities and his beauty. But he's explaining within the words of his song who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is. He's actually Krishna, who needed to fulfill three desires. Even though he's Purnananda, the reservoir of all pleasure, still there were three things that he could not understand. What is the glory of the love of Srimati Radhika? What is it about him that she relishes and tastes alone, no one else can, including himself, about himself? The sweetness of his form, his qualities, his pastimes, and his flute playing. And also, what is the nature of her happiness? What is the extent of her happiness, which is 10,000 times the happiness that he feels? Because he could not understand these three things in his form as Krishna, he took the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Krishna covered by the bhav and the luster of Srimati Radhika. So Radha Mohan is writing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is
what
Krishna
is that
who's
line?
Immersed.
Nidhuvana
Nagari.
Mohita Manasa.
This means that Krishna is so absorbed and enchanted and bewildered by the love of Srimati Radhika, her Unat Ojula Bhav, her Parakiya Bhav, her Madanakya Mahabhav, that being completely absorbed in it, he accepts that mood and her complexion and becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Very good. Thank you. That I told. Nidhuvan Nagari means Nagari. Nagari, you know? Krishna is Nagar. Srimati Radhika is Nagari. Huh? When they are meeting and enjoying in so many ways, oh, that is called Nidhuvan.
Is it especially in that place, Nidhuvan?
Nidhuvan means that very thing. And after that, Nidhuvan, that forest where this pastimes was there, that was called Nidhuvan. But Nidhuvan means, oh,
meeting
Vilas of Radha and Krishna. Namong Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prishthaya Bhutale Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyana Keshava Itina Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitana Vaishnavya Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishna Vishnu Namne Gaura Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yam prabhrajantam anupetam apeta krityam dvaipanyano virakataraya juhava putreti tanmetaya tarvovinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanvatus tavai vasmi najivami taya vina iti vidyai radhe tangnay mam charanakite. First of all, my millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Padpadma Om Vishnu Parshishma Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And the same of millions of my Sashtang Dandavat in the lotus feet of my Shriksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, he is very kind to me, my Shriksha Guru. Very kind. Very kind. He inspired me to come everywhere. He called me personally. Oh, you should just come with me in my preaching. We will preach together. I answered him very humbly. Now I am in Mathura, serving my Gurudev. So let us see any occasion that I may come. You know that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he ordered this disciple, write English articles and preach in all Western and Eastern countries. But he completed this, his order after
40 years.
43 years. Very soon. And myself, I obeyed him in?
18 years.
18 years. So no harm.
1921-1965.
1922 to 1965. So I see his glory this in the midst of these mountains and valleys, up and down, always raining here. How he came? Only because he was so
dedicated.
Causeless merciful. He used to feel in his heart the miseries of all these
living entities.
Not only men and women, trees, creepers, everyone. Oh, this is the nature of high class of Uttam Bhagavatam. Krishna, even he cries and weeps for his devastated souls. So, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Mahavadanya. Namo Mahavadanya, Krishna Priya. And his devotees, pure devotees, Mahabhagavat, like Sarupa Damodara Ramananda and all Rupa Goswami. More. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plays his all plays through them, and he bestows his mercy through them. So they are very causeless, merciful. And he ordered me also to do like same. I'm very happy to come here. Especially so many heartly blessing I cannot give because he is my god brother, like my what?
Tulsi Prabhu. Tulsi Das Prabhu.
What I say?
Thanks.
Oh, so many thanks to him. I'm not qualified to bless him, give my blessing. Oh, I can pray Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj to bestow his
blessing.
I'm also happy. Oh, devotees like
Advaita Acharya
and
Madhav Ghosh.
Madhav Ghosh is in the family of Nanda Baba. Nanda Ghosh. And so many. Today, our
Upananda Prabhu.
He has taken sign. He has promised today that I will give my whole energy, wealth, reputation, everything for Krishna consciousness. He was managing one factory, but now he has also
Giving up.
Anything coming from that source, it will be used in Krishna. This is more better. To give up anything is not good.
You have been very easy, but to engage the
understand what I told? What?
Yes.
Oh, to give up something is not a first class. First class is to use everything in Krishna's
in
seva.
And anasaktasya vishayan
yatharam pajinyata.
Tatpare?
This
is Vairagya. Not to give up. It is not so good. High class of Vairagya. Vairagya is that you should all, everything or position or wealth or family or everything for Krishna. This is real Vairagya. So he has promised today. Thank him. My blessings with him. So I'm very happy that I never thought that so many devotees will be here with me and we will go to these places where Swamiji visited or he returned. He was there. I'm very happy. You are encouraging me and inspiring me all. So I am indebted to you all. Especially all these devotees. Today I want to explain something about Mahaprabhu Shikshastaka. Very high class of teachings. It was relished by Śrīla Caitanya Mahāprabhu himself with his companions like Sarupa Damodar Rāya Ramana. It is the essence of whole Vedas, Upanishad, Puran, everything. Essence of all. That it is pratipadya of Veda. Pratipadya means?
Conclusion.
Conclusion.
The subject established by the Vedas.
Yes. We cannot understand it from outside. Externally we cannot. But when we read the explanation of Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Sanmodan Bhashya, then each word gets so much pleasure and deep meaning. That is sambandha, avidheya, prayojan, everything fully. What is in Vedas, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, and more especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very clearly it is everything in this. So Mahaprabhu used to enjoy all this. He had nothing written, but only this
eight.
And someone says some slokes more, but that is na prema gandhosti
dharavim.
But this is authentic. About that we cannot say anything, but this is authentic. So here I want to explain something that will encourage us in bhakti. Have you?
I have Chaitanya Charan, sir.
It can be. No need. No need. No need. Cheto darpana marjanam bho maha bhava gnanirva Sriya kairav chandrika vitaranam vidya vadu jiva Anandam bodhi vardhanam Pratipadam purunam mritashvadanam Sarvatma shapnam Vijayate Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankara Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur giving explanation. And he is doing pranam to Panchatattva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Patit Pavan Nityananda Prabhu, those who called him from Vaikunth, Golok Vrindavan, that very Sitanatha Dvaitacharya, and Gaur Shakti Gadadhar, and Shivasha, that is Narada, all bhakti. And after that, he begins his explanation that Bhagavan Brahma Kashnina Trinirvikcha Manishaya Taddhasat Kutastho Ratir Atman Jato Bhavi. You know that in Aprakrit, for Aprakrit, transcendental things, Vedas are only Praman,
evidence.
Any man cannot be. And it is apaurusheya, not by any person, conditional or liberated. No man can do. It comes from the nose of Krishna himself, like sabda. And this cheto darpan came from mouth. So some difference, a speciality of this Chaitanya Shikshastra. So he's telling that, those who are in this world, and they are going in the endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow, anywhere in this world, in any species of life, all are conditioned soul, and all are suffering. And those who are in this world, they will have to suffer. Like old age will come, and you will have to suffer from old age. One day death is
sure.
No one can what?
Check it.
Avoid it. My English is very lame, you should know. But you are kindly taking the essence of what I am telling, and it will do. So I will take help of them if anything difficult. So, all are suffering in this way. Sometimes we marry very beautiful, qualified, handsome, very sweet any lady. And they marry any very good, young or strong and qualified men, young person. And they marry. Why? To become happy. Oh, after that we can have two sons, three sons, one daughter, two daughters, very beautiful and qualified. But what becomes after some time? Or she is attracted to any very good young person. And his sons, taking so much drugs, became mad. Some became against his father. Some, very nonsense. Girl daughters also like that. Now, father is alone, mother is alone, children are here and there, in hospital, here, there. Can they avoid? In any way, all are emerging in that class of suffering. Endless. No? Only this is the hope that Brahma has told. He is very intelligent. And he is expert in making the essence, taking the essence of all Vedic literature, because he has four heads.
Very intelligent.
Four heads. We cannot be intelligent only. And then he's all are in this world suffering. Only hope is what? Bhakti to Purushottamam. What is bhakti? First we should know what is the seed of that bhakti creeper. This bhakti creeper, beginning from this world, going through Vaikunth, and also to Dwarka, Mathura, and then to Vrindavan. Oh, very long, that creeper. But what is that seed of that bhakti? How it comes? Oh, that is the desire to serve Krishna. The seed of bhakti creeper is only what? Oh, that seed is to desire,
to serve Krishna.
This is the seed. Where it can be found? In any shop? Yes, in any shop, but not general shop.
Ordinary
shop. It can be only found in the shop of Nityananda Prabhu. Not elsewhere. He is
wholesale
dealer of them. This is. And from him, we can have Swarup-rup and his Guru Parampara. Up to Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur,
Bhakti Vinod
Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev, and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Authentics. Only in their shops, not thinking that I am false ego, that I am guru. Nowadays in Kali, so many gurus are there, false ego, and they are distributing passport and visa for Golok Vrindavan. They have no passport of India or here and there, but they have. And very easily they can distribute and making so much money for that. They have office for that. Bogus guru.
Kangaroo.
Oh, kangaroo. Don't believe on them.
What? The kangaroo has pockets to put the money inside.
Oh, yes, yes.
They got the passport.
Don't believe on them.
In exchange for passport.
Though he is actually serving guru, Vaishnava, Guru Parampara, Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. They can give. But very rare in this world. So Brahma is thinking from his mind, how all these living beings can be happy? Only by bhakti. But what is that bhakti? Oh, you said. What is bhakti? Anya Vilashita. No other?
My song.
Om Jnana Timurandasa Jnanandana Salaka Chakshurandulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Gurudev ordered me to explain what is bhakti. So,
not only bhakti, uttama bhakti.
Uttama bhakti. Uttama bhakti, transcendental devotion. If we want to know what is uttama bhakti, there are many definitions in Shastra, but being empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has given the most perfect and beautiful and comprehensive definition of transcendental devotion in his very famous verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana kama dena pritam anukuyena krishnanu shiranam bhakti uttama. He said, what is uttama bhakti? Transcendental devotion. And it is not such an easy thing. Anukuyena krishna anu shiranam. The constant, uninterrupted, unbroken cultivation of all endeavors.
Try to understand again and again.
Just as if you take honey and pour honey from a jar, it will not come out in pieces. It will come out in a thick stream without any break. So when the cultivation of all endeavors of body, mind, words, and internal moods, bhavas, spiritual emotions, when they are all flowing without any break, in a continuous flow, and they are meant exclusively for the benefit and happiness of Krishna, this is called bhakti. But it will be called uttam bhakti, transcendental bhakti, when this cultivation of all endeavors of body, mind, words and heart's feelings are completely devoid of any other type of desire, and also one's endeavor is not covered by karma, fruitive activity, or jnana, the cultivation of knowledge for the aim of attaining impersonal type of liberation, and other things such as yoga, mystic power, dry renunciation. When these things are not covering bhakti, and there's no smell of any desire, and all one's endeavors are engaged continually in Krishna's service by body, mind and words. And one more thing. What is that? Anushilanam. This word anu indicates continual endeavor without any break. And anu also indicates anugatya. When those endeavors are performed, being under the guidance, under the care and protection and direction of any Mahabhagavat liberated Acharya, who is himself directly related and serving Radha and Krishna, then that activity can be called uttama bhakti. Without the guidance of a liberated soul, then mahat kripa bina kon karme bhakti nai, Krishna bhakti duri rahe sangsara nai kshay. Without the guidance of pure devotee, then anything that we do, even our hearing and chanting, it cannot be bhakti. What to speak of being bhakti? Very far away from bhakti, it will not even cause one's entanglement in this dreadful material existence to diminish. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is giving this instruction. If you want to come in the line of transcendental bhakti, be under guidance, and in that guidance completely engaged all senses in the service of Krishna.
This kind of uttama bhakti, highest class of bhakti, not in this world, never. Where? It is especially found in Golok Vrindavan in Brajavasis. Like Sridhan, Sudan, Madhumangal, friends, or Nanda Jashoda mother, motherly hood. And especially in gopis, not anywhere else. So it is Uttama Bhakti. And when we follow them like a sadhak, then it is called bhakti, not Uttama Bhakti. Especially this bhakti in this world are of three kinds, three types. What? Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, and then Prema. Three. Now we should try to understand of Sadhan Bhakti. We are like sadhak. Really we are not sadhak, but we can come in the category of
aspiring.
Sadhaka
Abhas. Abhas. Emblems.
Semblance
of bhakti. Because sometimes we deviate from that.
Deviate
from that bhakti. And give up. No faith in Guru, no faith in Vaishnava, no faith in chanting name and Shastra words, sometimes. And it becomes only in the bad association. When there is no high class of association of high class of bhakti, then we deviate from that bhakti. So, I think that sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha is most essential in our life. Who has been degraded from bhakti?
Degraded.
Only lack of high class office. Nothing. Why we take this
neck beat?
Can you tell? Why? You? Why? Oh yes, sitting. Very quickly.
These neck beads, Tulsi Mala. And because Tulsi is very near and dear to Krishna, so one who's wearing Tulsi, even from a material point of view, then Tulsi is giving all protection from so many material diseases, etc. But more importantly for the sadhak, because Tulsi, she is so near and dear to Krishna that by her association, then bhakti is coming very, very more easily. So always we're taking shelter of Tulsi and trying to achieve her mercy to achieve the goal of bhakti.
We should know that Tulsi is Vrinda Devi. No? His sarup in full is Vrinda. Krishna and Radhika and Gopis and Gopi, they cannot be out of Vrindavan. No? What is Vrindavan? Where only the forest of Vrinda. Vrinda, Vrinda. Vrinda means samuha.
Collective.
And where in the groups of Vrinda, Radha and Krishna can play. That is called Vrindavan. Without the mercy of Vrinda Devi, we cannot realize what is Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Mahabhav and other things. So Vrinda is the worshipful deity, or what?
Presiding deity.
Predominated deity of Vrindavan and Vrindavan Kunj past tense, not ordinary. If she can give love and affection, Uttama Bhakti to Krishna and Radha, can he not give worldly wealth, reputation and life Life maintenance. Can she not? Sure. What we are doing? Nonsense. We have no belief in Vrindavan. And for that reason, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than before then, Brahma, Narada, and all taking this. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. Always Vrinda Devi here. Taking all kinds of malice things, bad things, purifying our heart. So those who want to be a bhakta, Tulasi Dekhi Judai
Madhavato Sanijani.
So we should keep Tulasi. Don't have any doubt. Then merely a wood is there. Don't. And also try to follow Ekadashi, observe Ekadashi, surely. Ekadashi is the mother of
Bhakti Devi.
Oh, this thing has some meaning, not merely Shikha. Shikha means Bhakti Shikha. All knowledge Shikha, like fire, Shikha.
Flame.
What our Guru Parampara has accepted? Very favorable thing for bhakti. Now we are coming to our point.
And for Kunti also it mentioned in Puran, Lalate Tilakam Nasti Kante Nasti Tikantika Hide Nasti Govinda Sanara Brahma Rakshasa.
Very good. So Brahma. What meaning?
Who has no tilak on his forehead and who has no three kanti in his neck and no Govinda in his heart, that human beings like Brahma Rakshas mean like demon or witch, like that type.
Also Jam Maharaj has told to his Jamdus,
yeah.
Bring all the persons, those who have no
Tila, no Kantimala,
Kantimala.
Never.
And never they had done once a pranam to Thakur.
Krishna namati jachire kado pitan anadama sato akrita Vishnu pitan.
So many things. So we should try to follow all this. Now we are coming to our path. So Brahma is thinking and he decided that anyone cannot be happy in his mortal life by making money, position and being the president of America or whole world. Own universe. Anyone cannot be happy. Only they can be happy by pure bhakti. And then he telling that, it is very rare, very durlabham. It begins from where? By that seed. That seed, who gives?
Guru Krishna Prasadepa.
How he gives? What is the mulya?
Value. Cost.
Price of that seed. What? Valli Shraddha Mulya Vikai. Valli Shraddha. Very high class of Shraddha. I'm giving you my whole Shraddha and you should give me that. Then you will have to promise that seed be. You should give that seed in your heart and give always water, rice. And then it will come a sprout, very beautiful sprout. And very quickly it will be turned into a very high class of creeper with so many sweet fruits, more than angur.
Grapes.
Grapes may be sour, but that creeper, never. So, to desire, the Guru gives the seed. What is that seed? Desire to serve Krishna. And outer symptoms, what? Faith in Guru, faith in Vaishnava world, faith in Krishna world, and faith in Shastra. if there is lack of anyone, oh really that is not Shraddha. When Shraddha comes, then for Guru, for Shastra, for Hari, Krishna, he can give his life very easily. Like Prabhupada Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur.
What is the difference between Krishna's words and Shastra? Because Krishna's words we only know from the Shastra.
Oh, Krishna told to Uddhava. Krishna told to Arjuna.
But that's in the Shastra.
But it is direct words. And what in Puran, what in other things? Oh, it has come through any... And that has been written. That is Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam. But especially Krishna told to anyone, like Gopi, what? Napareham nirvad. Oh, this is Krishna word. Like Uddhav, he told. What he told is his own. Like this. There is some difference.
Bhagavatam has words of Radharani also. This is not Krishna's words. This is higher than Krishna's words, Radharani's words in Bhagavatam. Madhupagita Babandhu Maspisham.
Yes, so much. Then, this Shraddha. You understand? Or what I told? You. What I told?
You said that the internal symptom of faith is that Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna. And this is externally shown as the
faith
in the Guru's words, in Krishna's words, in Shastra, etc.
And where is your Kolbadak? He was here.
The other side.
Oh, yeah. Come on here.
He was here to control mic because he had to give mic here
also,
and there.
I think that they should not... they should engage there all these things.
He was here. If you give the microphone to others,
no need. Anyone should control. Krishna Bhajan Prabhu can control. Others can control. These are wrong ways. These are wrong ways. They should learn everything very strictly. What is Shraddha?
Shraddha, definition of Shraddha.
Yeah.